anyone stares at you, dear, just disregard them.
Hey, just a minute, you two.
Oh.
Now, where do you think you're going?
Hello, officer. Lovely day, isn't it?
Beautiful. But that ain't any excuse for parading down the public thoroughfare half naked. What are you doing?
My husband's a sun worshiper, officer.
A sun worshiper?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's right, officer. You ought to try it sometime.
What were you doing coming out of Dr. Ormsby's window?
Dr. Ormsby wants to kill my husband.
Oh, he does he?
Yes, he does.
Well, I happen to know Dr. Ormsby. He gave my wife some medicine that fixed her up fine. He wouldn't kill anyone. Come along, Tarzan. I'm going to take you back to his office and we'll find out what this is all about.
And now, while Dick and Nora are being taken back to Dr. Ormsby's office, a word from Miss Janet Parker.
Girls, did I hear you say you're too busy for beauty care? Well, let me tell you about Dorothy Lemoore. She's always in a new movie. She's all over the country entertaining soldiers or selling war bonds. Yet her gorgeous complexion shows she takes care of it. When? Every night she has a beauty nightcap. Quickly, just before bedtime, Dorothy swishes away her makeup with Woodbury cold cream. Then Dorothy removes the soil cream and pats on a thin film of fresh Woodbury cold cream for all-night softening and smoothing. By morning, Dorothy Lemoore's skin looks fresher, smoother, softer. So can yours. Get a jar of Woodbury cold cream tonight.
Get the 75-cent jar, girls. For right now, you get a lovely gift with it. A 50-cent bottle of hand-beautifying Woodbury lotion, absolutely free. Just ask for the 75-cent jar of Woodbury cold cream. Now back to tonight's adventure of the Thin Man. Nick and Nora are tied to chairs in Dr. Ormsby's office as the heart specialist explains to the officer.
Thank you for bringing them both back here, officer, and helping me to tie them up.
Sure, that was nothing, Doc. I figured he was a maniac the minute I saw him.
I'm not a maniac, officer. That doctor lied to you. I'm Nick Charles.
Oh, so now you think you're Nick Charles. Nick Charles, the sun worshiper.
Yes, I'm Nick Charles, and this is my wife.
Oh, poor guy. You know, I seen Nick Charles once. You got a nerve saying you're Nick Charles? A skinny guy like you with that face? I guess he's got what they call illusions of grandeur, eh, Doc?
Hopelessly insane.
Officer, my husband isn't crazy. This doctor wants to murder him. He wants to murder both of us.
Yeah, crazy as June bugs, both of them.
Yes, they were brought here by a colleague of mine for treatment. Very unusual cases, officer. But I won't have any trouble now.
Yeah, are you sure?
Oh, yes. I'm going to give them both an injection that will quiet them.
Quiet us? Well, he's going to kill us, officer.
Do you want me to help you, Doc?
No, that won't be necessary. You can go back to your beat now, officer. After I give them this injection, I'm going to put them in my car and bring them back to the insane asylum. How's your wife, by the way?
Fine, Doc. Thanks to you.
Better be going now. The sight of your uniform makes them both violent.
Oh.
They think you're one of the keepers.
Oh, okay. Goodbye, Doc.
Oh, Oliver, don't go.
So, Mr. Charles, you thought you'd escape. Well, what are you going to do with us? You heard what I said. I'm going to give you something that will make you very quiet indeed.
The blue injection?
Oh, I... So you know about that?
Yes, I heard all about it on your little telephone. Is that the same stuff you gave Martin Watkins?
Yes. I always keep a hypodermic of it ready for just such emergencies as these. Here it is.
Lovely color, isn't it, Nick?
Yeah, peachy. I'll take you first, Mr. Charles.
No, ladies first, Doctor.
Let the doctor alone, Nora. This is no time for quibbling.
That's right, Mr. Charles. There's only one unfortunate drawback to this wonderful serum I've discovered. It takes a little time to work. So I'll have to give you both two injections. The blue to murder you and the other to keep you quiet until you die.
Pretty thorough, isn't he, darling?
Yes, I'm very thorough, Mr. Charles, as you will discover.
Doctor, you can't. Don't you realize this is murder?
Yes, Mrs. Charles. And a very unique method, isn't it?
Joe, let's let go of his arm. Stop!
What the devil is that?
Just a moment.
Doctor,
Thornsby. I must have my money.
Now, now, Mr. Fuddle, I'm treating a patient.
I can't wait, Doctor. I need it.
Just a moment. I'll speak to you outside.
Nick, did you see who that was?
I only got a peek. It sounded like that wacky Mr. Fuddle who was in the insurance office.
It was Mr. Fuddle. They must be working together. That's how Ormsby was tipped off.
Yes, it's possible. Only Fuddle and Mr. Hutchins knew I was in the insurance office.
Well, this is a good break for us, Nick.
Oh, yes, yes. This will do us a lot of good. Maybe we can solve the case when we get to heaven.
Darling, can't you get your hands free somehow?
I wish I could. Say, Nora.
Yes?
That small table over there, the one on wheels. Can you manage to kick it over here?
Now, what do you want with that table, silly?
Well, there's a pair of surgical scissors on it. I may be able to reach them from behind and cut the cord around my hand.
Oh, I see.
Try to kick it so it gets behind my chair.
All right. There. How's that?
That's almost perfect.
Can you reach the scissors?
Yes, beautiful. I've got them now.
Oh, hurry and get loose before he comes back.
Yes, all right, just a second. Here, I've got the rope.
Are you free, Nicky?
Yes, beautiful.
Where's your gun?
I left it in my coat when I got undressed for the examination.
We'll get that first and then undo me.
It's okay. Yeah, still here, darling. I've got it. Here, I'll have you free in a minute.
All right, darling. Well, you better hurry, Nick.
Yes, all right. There we are. Now, put this blue serum in your purse, darling. We're going to use it as evidence.
Mm-hmm, all right. Oh, dear, I must look a mess.
Quiet, darling. Doctor's coming back. All right, Ormsby, get them up.
Oh, a gun.
Yes, get them up.
You better do as he says, Doctor. You've got to humor crazy people.
You're far more clever than I imagined, Mr. Charles.
Oh, he has the brilliance of a madman, Doctor.
Who's the brains of this outfit?
What do you mean?
Who called you before to tip you off about me?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do. I want to know who the boss is. The head man, the brains. Is it Mortimer Fuddle?
Oh, Nick, that silly man.
Well, will you please not wave that gun around? I'll tell you what you want to know, Charles. Just take it
easy. Come back here, you.
Nick, he got away.
Anyway, he'll get far, beautiful. Now, he locked the door.
Nick, Dick, those shots came from that waiting room.
Yes, I know. I'm going to put my shoulder to this door. Out of the way, beautiful. There we are. Not very strong doors in this building.
Nick. Nick, look. It's Dr. Ormsby.
Yes. Whoever did it got away by now.
Is he dead?
Yes, darling. 3 bullets are enough for anybody. Well, I'm going through his pockets.
Ghoul.
Uh-huh. Look what the old ghoul found, beautiful.
Picked up by the police and dragged here. I tell you, Mr. Charles, if I die of blood pressure, it's going to be your fault.
It won't be any pressure of your blood that's going to kill you, Mr. Fuddle. It'll be the electric chair if you're guilty.
Charles, I don't see why you've got us here. We're rid of Dr. Ormsby, and there won't be any more false claims now.
Yes, I know, Mr. Hutchins. But Martin Watkins was my friend. I want to find out if either you or Mr. Fuddle were involved in his death. I'm finicky about these details, Mr. Hutchins. I'm just an old fuss budget.
Do you seriously think I'm involved in Watkins' death, Mr. Charles?
Yes, Mr. Hutchins, I do. And I'm going to find out for certain whether it's you or Mr. Fuddle here, or both of you, that's been working with Ormsby.
This will kill me, Mr. Charles. I'm a very weak man. Why did you pick on Mr. Hutchins and me?
Because you're both the only 2 people who could have tipped off Ormsby about me. Both of you saw me in the insurance office before I went to him. And I've got another reason, but we'll go into that later. Now take off your coat, Fuddle.
Well, all right. But why?
I'm going to take your blood pressure.
Ah, my blood pressure. This will amaze you.
Is it low or high? You never did say.
That's the amazing thing. It jumps back and forth.
Oh.
Roll up your sleeve.
All right.
There we are. Darling, watch the needle while I question him.
That's a funny way to take blood pressure, Mr. Charles.
Well, I might warn you that this is also a lie detector. If you don't tell the truth, the needle jumps all over the dial.
Oh, dear.
Did you shoot Ormsby?
No.
Did you know Dr. Ormsby was working an insurance racket?
No.
Oh, darling, what did the dial say?
It didn't budge. It stuck like glue. You know, Mr. Fuddle, you have very normal blood pressure.
I have not. I'm a sick man.
The needle swung like a pendulum when you said that, Mr. Fuddle. You fibber.
Mr. Hutchins, would you mind taking off your coat and rolling up your sleeve?
What? Are you going to try this absurd experiment on me, Mr. Charles?
Well, if you're innocent, you have nothing to fear.
Why, of course I'm innocent.
And roll up your sleeve. The police are waiting outside. If you refuse, I'm going to turn you over to them.
All right. Hello, this is idiotic.
There we are. Nora, keep your eye on the needle.
I am. You're a very healthy man, Mr. Hutchins. Blood pressure, 128.
At his age, it should be 130.
Hutchins, did you kill Ormsby?
Don't be silly, Charles. I didn't even know the man.
Did you tip off Ormsby about me and Watkins?
Don't be ridiculous.
What does the needle say, Donnie?
It practically did a conga.
You're lying, Hutchins. You were head man of that insurance racket. Ormsby faked the symptoms and you worked with him. And you got scared that I'd find out you murdered him.
That's ridiculous. I never even knew the man.
Nicky, you should see the weird things the needle's doing now.
This lie detector is nonsense. Naturally, the needle shakes. I'm nervous. Anyone would be under these circumstances.
Well, I think this will clear everything up. Mr. Fuddle, would you like a shot of this blue serum?
Is it good for me?
Oh, yes. Yes, clears up anything that ails you. Just one shot of this and you'll never be sick again.
Never be sick? I don't think I'd like that. But I'll try it just to show you that nothing can make me well.
Now, just a minute. Mr. Hutchins, would you like a shot of this?
I'm not sick.
Yes, I know. But it won't harm you. Here, just let me give you a small injection.
No, that would be murder.
That's right, Hutchins. And the only man who would know that is the man who worked with Ormsby. You should have split your graft with him in cash, Hutchins. His checkbook led right to you.
Come on, let go of me. Here, where are you taking me?
To the police who are waiting outside.
Let go.
Come on, Hutchins.
Take your hands.
Boys, here's your killer. Take him down to headquarters. I'll be along later.
Well, darling, that was quick.
Yes. Just one thing that still puzzles me. Mr. Fuddle.
Yes?
We found checks in Ormsby's checkbook that were made out to you. And we were there when you came in asking for money. What connection did you have with Ormsby?
I was his tailor, and he owed me plenty. Mrs. Charles, are you sure my blood pressure was normal?
Oh, yes.
Gee. Well, I still have a horrible stomach and fallen arches, too. I think.
The Adventures of the Thin Man with Claudia Morgan as Nora and Les Damon as Nick are brought to you each week at this time by Woodbury Cold Cream, the beauty cream that will help give you, like the loveliest stars in Hollywood, a softer, smoother, more glamorous complexion. This is Hugh James reminding you to listen in next week for the next Adventure of the Thin Man.